Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Pottawatomie County Day on In Focus, and we're going to split things up in a few different segments here as we're doing all of our interviews here via telephone. We're going to start things off, and we'll remind people no calls here during the show. If you want to email a question, you can certainly do that, studio@1350kman.com. We'll start with the health department first, since they are the ones that are really front and center right now in every county across the state. We're going to start with Lisa Kenworthy, Pottawatomie County Health Department Director. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
And Lisa is also joined by Liz Parthamer, a registered nurse who works with communicable diseases. Liz, appreciate you being here.
Good morning.
All right. Well, there's been, a crazy about 10 or 11 days here now, a little bit more than that. Just how busy have you guys been there at the health department?
Yeah, extremely busy between phone calls, filtering those, trying to keep up on KDHE and CDC. As everybody can tell by just watching the media, that it's changing almost minute by minute, trying to keep up with all the changes and keep everybody safe and as healthy as we can.
Now, KDHE updates their, they do, I think, twice daily updates on how many cases we have here in Kansas. And there was kind of an interesting thing that happened with our case locally. Initially, it was reported in Riley County, but that resident actually lives in Pottawatomie County. Do we know of any other potential cases yet in Pott County?
As of this morning, when we check a couple times a day. Liz keeps on top of that very well. We do not at this time. We just have that one case.
Well, okay. Well, that's good news. Testing though, how is testing going as far as you're concerned? We've heard a lot from Riley County. We haven't heard so much from Pottawatomie side.
The hospital's been very diligent on that. Obviously, the shortage of testing supplies that has also been on the media and kind of the new guidelines that have come down with testing priorities. But I have spoke with both hospitals. They're not overwhelmed right now with testing. We have still sent to KDHE most of the labs, but they are starting to use a commercial lab such as Quest to send their tests to those. The biggest thing is that we can't stress enough with testing is they need to call their primary physician or the hospital before going in. They are triaging, you know, over the phone, doing telemedicine, kind of determining if that person needs testing, or if they just need to isolate themselves, or just monitor symptoms. And both hospitals, you know, they've changed kind of their procedure. They may come out to the car and collect a sample, again, trying to minimize exposures and keeping the hospitals, clean and sterile as best they can. So that's kind of how we're doing our testing right at the moment.
I see. And as far as availability of test kits, that's not a problem here at this point?
No, we have some. We're just trying to, like I said, triage those that really need to be tested, not testing just anybody, to keep that supply where it needs to be. You know, those at most risk, those that are possibly more vulnerable than someone else. So we still do have supplies, yes. We're trying to stay on top of it and get as much as we can. And
yeah. Well, how many, I'm just curious, and I don't know if you have an exact number here you could put on this, but are you seeing a lot of patients who come in, maybe they think they have the symptoms and then it turns out to be something else?
We've had a lot of calls. I'll let Liz kind of share that because she's been taking a lot of calls, and most of them, based upon their symptoms, have been able to isolate. The hospital hasn't reported a lot of coming in with, you know, symptoms and having pneumonia or, you know, or something else. You know, unfortunately, this time of year, we have a lot of allergies going on. So, you know, it kind of mimics the same symptoms. And that's what the hospital's been seeing a lot. And I'll let Liz, I imagine that's kind of the phone call she's been triaging.
A lot of people are calling in with symptoms and wanting to know what they need to watch for as far as COVID-19 symptoms. Many of those, like Lisa said, mimic the symptoms of allergies. And if there's no fever, then they're not recommended testing. There are certain criteria that they have to meet before they'll test. And if they don't meet those criteria, then we tell them to stay at home and isolate and keep an eye on them from there.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, I suffer from allergies during this time. I've been sneezing a lot lately, and I get the itchy eyes, but I haven't had the fever. So I know there's probably a lot of folks like me who just get a little concerned nowadays whenever you're sniffling a little bit.
Definitely, and we're here to answer those calls and to talk them through that as well.
Okay. Again, we haven't seen any positive cases here besides the one here so far. Do you anticipate that's going to change here over the next week or 2 weeks?
That's why we keep monitoring. You know, it is a possibility, but we keep monitoring daily and being prepared.
Social distancing efforts, I know, have been critical here during this last couple weeks. I've seen even government officials now are taking advantage of that. How critical is that to stopping the spread of this?
Very much so. Very much. You know, it is easily transmittable. So, you know, minimizing that risk, keeping that distance from people will decrease your risk. So stay away as much as you can. You know, don't travel if you can help it.
Certainly. Well, we've talked a lot here with Riley County's Health Department Director, Julie Gibbs, and she says at this point here, there's no threat of community spread, and I would say that would mirror probably Pottawatomie County. We're seeing a lot of counties across Kansas do stay-at-home orders. At this point, it doesn't look like that's necessary, at least locally.
No, that is correct. It is not necessary locally. At this time, just, you know, again, self-isolate. But, yeah, at this time, nope, it's not warranted.
Okay. Let's take a quick time out. We'll continue and hear a little bit more from Lisa Kenworthy and Liz Parthamer. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues after this.